Call to order Board of Works for May the 12th. First up is we need approval of the minutes of the April 28th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then we need approval of the April 29th meeting.
I will let the president do that.
And I'll second. Next up is the department head reports, animal shelter.
You need a, I guess we need a vote on that.
First and second.
Right.
Do we have to vote?
You have to vote.
All in favor?
There we go. Now we got it.
Are you voting?
Now we're good.
Hey now. Okay, Laura Ariel, Vincent's Animal Shelter. Okay, so in May, in April, we had 30 adoptions. We're still writing about an adoption a day. So far this month, we have had 17 intakes. 8 of those have been little bitty teeny weeny kittens that we're going to keep for sure. 3 reclaims. We've had 15 calls this month. Currently, we have 67 dogs at the animal shelter, 21 cats, and 11 kittens.
Thank you. Cemetery. Danny Wilson.
Hello, Danny Wilson, Cemetery. So far this year, we've had 68 interments of one kind or another at the city cemetery. We had 14 in April and 2 so far in May.
Okay.
Thank you.
And city inspector.
Philip Cooper, city inspector. We had over 200 violations from the last meeting in April to date. Also, we got started on getting the price on the sidewalks. Talked to Mr. Cook about that, so we're getting started on it. And on the demolition on some houses, I'm going to work on it. And the one down on the Mark's place, house is it's going to be coming down here shortly.
Celebration in the neighborhood.
Thanks, Phil. Move on to old business.
I think Bryce wants to say something.
Well, I did last week or last time, but I just love to get up in front of here and do this kind of stuff. Last August, I received quotes on not only front end loaders but also backhoes, and so we've selected one that best suits our needs. I got quotes on those. And we budgeted for this equipment, and the financing is in place. So,
great.
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks, Bryce.
Thanks, Bryce. And now, old business. Red Skelton Festival street closing extent.
Oh, that's me. Should I go down here?
Take my Board of Works hat off, and on behalf of the Red Skelton Festival Committee, the board had approved at a last meeting a street closing for the carnival portion of our event, and that was going to begin on Wednesday, and the carnival people have determined it's probably going to take them a little bit longer to set up and get organized, so they'd like that to be moved up a day to Tuesday of that week. So that's our request.
Hey, I'll make a motion to amend the date to Tuesday.
And I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
New business. First Church of God Music Camp banner.
Pastor. I'm Pastor Joe, and requesting to hang our annual music camp banner. And for 2 weeks, 2 different times, one on 2nd Street on June the 30th to July the 14th, and then from July the 14th to July the 28th on Washington. The music camp event is from July 28th to August 1st.
Okay.
And I believe those are available.
Right. You have them available, and you've got the insurance, everything you need. So, great. So we'll make a motion to approve the First Church of God Music Camp banner to be hung on Hart Street from June 30th through July 14th.
Second.
Oh, that's Second Street. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was just looking at the Ask request here. Okay, it's that's on Second Street, and then July 14th through the 28th on Washington. Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Next is Vincent's Housing Project bid opening.
Hi, I'm Audrey Conlin, and I'm with Southern Indiana Development Commission, and I'm here tonight for the housing project, for the bid opening of 13 houses. I also have 6 addresses that I need to read just to the public to ask if anybody has any comments about them being historical. You guys want me to do the addresses first and then go into the bids?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. I have 1805 Ash Street, 1109 Bridge Street, 1418 Prairie Street, 828 South 15th Street, 618 South 9th, and 207 South 9th. Does anybody have any comments about any of the addresses historical?
Well, in terms of those neighborhoods, the South 9th Street would probably be the only ones that would be in the area that might be of some interest. But
okay. And then as far as the bid openings, would you guys like to open those, or would you prefer me to read those out? It's completely up to you.
You can go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we are looking at bids for 13 homes. Each contractor that places a bid needs to include an all 4-page contractor application, a non-collusion affidavit that has been notarized, and one bid sheet for each project the contractor is bidding on and signed. Also a completed spec sheet for each project with all lines completed, a copy of the lead renovator contractor license, and the EPA lead safe certified firm certification. So the first bid that I have is from Chris Knepp, K&K Construction. He is with Odin, or he is from Odin, Indiana. I have the 4-page contractor application that has been signed, the lead certification, the non-collusion affidavit that has been notarized. Okay, thank you. Okay, I have for house 101, they have bid $21,530. 102, $24,080. 103, $12,080. 104, $33,840. 105, $14,445. 106, $20,610.
How much was that? I'm sorry.
It's $16,844, okay. I believe, per house.
Okay.
So what we do is we try to delete things to get them to that amount.
Gotcha, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
20,016. I don't see a 107 here, so we're jumping to 108, $25,400. 109, $14,030. 110, $15,610. 112, $23,760. And then I have 113 at $14,260. Okay. Then I have USA Construction. They are out of Jasonville. I have the four-page application signed with the lead license and EPA and a non-collusion affidavit notarized. Start out with 101 at $27,805. 102, $23,015. 9,640. 104, $26,930. 105, $14,455. 106, $19,273. 107, $24,800. 108, $19,450. 109, $16,430. 110, $14,870. 111, $30,960. 112, $22,350. 113, $14,400. Okay, I have Don Anderson, Anderson Construction out of Linton. We have the non-collusion affidavit that has been notarized with the four-page application signed and dated and the lead and EPA certifications. I have 102 at $24,200, 103 at $11,150, 105 at $12,950, 107 at $25,125, 110 at $15,480, 112 at $24,400, and 113 at $14,990. And then at this time, I'd just like to ask the city if we could take these under advisement. Jenny and I will go over all the documents, make sure that they've all been, all the add-ups and so forth.
Okay.
Any questions on any of the bids?
So when you award these bids, do you award them per specific house, or do you award a total package?
As far as the entire work write-up, yes, it they have to bid on the entire house. It's one contractor specifically for one per house.
But what I meant was when you actually award them, then, you can award the lowest bidder for a particular house,
yes.
And then so actually potentially all three contractors could be involved in the process.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll make a motion that we allow SIDC to take these bids under advisement at this point.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mayor, can I just get your signature on a couple of things? These are the letters that I read on the addresses. I'm going to be the second page.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Next, item C we're going to remove from the agenda. That won't be until next meeting. And that is the levy project. We'll move on to D, request for two curb cuts on Hart Street. David Niehaus.
Hi, David Niehaus. Like to see about getting a couple curb cuts on Hart Street, please.
Is there a sheet we can get in with the original email, but it's going to be at least two on Hart Street, and this one I'm going to have to talk with
Monophon. The county
and look at the jurisdiction. It's in a new location.
Right.
We need to know it. I'll have to look at see if we need a permit for that, or and then if it's county or if it's city,
because that
road's
kind of
a
50-50 road. Right.
So, but we know that we own all the right-of-way for Hart Street, so those two will definitely be
right. Right. So, and as far as your review of this plan, John, these are appropriate as far as the location and traffic flow and everything. So, okay. During the construction phase, so will David? Do you know when that's going to be, or that's
not at this time? It could be June, July, probably okay. Closer July.
And the length of time you think that will take is, I mean, should we approve that now, or should we wait till we know a more specific time?
It's in their plan set. It's in the bid set. It's the main traffic plan, and I've approved that. So
okay. Okay, so we can give we basically give you permission to approve that time frame. Okay.
Like we did with the other
Pioneer building. Yeah. Okay.
And then approval of principle, and then with scheduling the work out towards the mile.
Okay, great. So we will make a motion to approve the curb cuts on Hart Street for the new Steak and Shake restaurant as approved. I'm just go ahead. And Felt King Road, if it falls within under our jurisdiction.
Is it okay to mention that, I guess?
Is it a?
Yeah, we have a sign up out there now.
Okay.
So okay. It's, this is not a secret anymore. Yeah, and so, okay, so my motion is to approve the two curb cuts on Hart Street and pending clarification on Felt King Road for the new Steak and Shake restaurant. We'll make that as one motion.
Okay, I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then we'll make a second recommendation to give the city engineer's office permission for a lane closure on Hart Street during the construction phase of the restaurant.
I'll second that motion as well.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Great. There's a lot of hungry people out there waiting to...
Thank you.
Stimulate the appetites of the community, David.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. The only other thing I have is we need to remember that our next meeting is Tuesday the 27th.
5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock.
Motion to adjourn.
Happy Memorial Day.